It's pathetic, isn't it, when you're grateful for an elasticated waist. What with Roy's stomach and my rear end, we must have looked like a couple of blueberry muffins in those baggy jeans we bought.
It's not as if Eileen didn't try to understand, but I wasn't very good at... Well, I'm not sure I understood it all myself, but I knew it mattered. We'd gone to America to celebrate our silver wedding. Everything was wonderful, till I read that sign. Do you think we can park here?
I don't see why not. Bryson City. I don't know how they can call one street a city.
There's not a lot here, is there?
Shall we have a quick meal and then try somewhere else? There's a place called Nantahala a bit further on.
Nantahala, Cherokee country. No, let's stick with Bill Bryce. I want to stay in that motel. Hey, there it is, look, just like in the book.
Oh, is that it? What about the motel opposite? That looks pretty. Let's have a look at that one before we decide. But I must have a drink first. Roy, come on.
Just a minute, love, I'm reading this. Sally, Cherokee brave surrendered to General Scott to be shot near here, 1838, that remnant of his tribe might remain in North Carolina.
Somebody by Elizabeth Wainwright, with David Ross as Roy and Linda Bellingham as Eileen.
Love, I didn't expect to see you today.
Nick sent me out for a break. Daniel woke up too early and hasn't stopped grizzling all morning.
Oh, let's hope he's better tomorrow. Have a sit down. I'll make you a cup of tea. We don't want this on, do you?
Is that one of the tapes you bought in America?
No, it's an old one of your dad's. I suppose I should give it back to him, really. I'll put the kettle on.
Oh, not for me, thanks.
Have you heard from Nick's parents?
Oh, yes. They couldn't cancel their prior arrangement after all.
Oh, is Nick upset?
Yes.
Do you want a biscuit?
Thanks. Nick's really pleased that Dad started coming round more since you and he...
Well, I'm glad somebody's benefited. Besides me, of course.
Well, Nick and I were saying it'd be nice if our kids could have at least one proper set of grandparents.
What do you mean?
Well... We'd like them to have a nan and grandad together. You know, like I'd like a mum and dad instead of Roy and Eileen living apart.
Don't start, Jennifer.
Sorry. How are things at work? Have they finished the grand restructuring yet?
Yes, till the next time. I wish they'd try a bit of common sense instead of paying all these consultants.
You'll be able to think about having a break then, now it's all sorted out.
In theory, yes. Michelle brought some travel brochures into work yesterday for me and the girls to look at.
Oh, are you going away with them?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
A winter break would be nice, though, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes, I'd love to get away, but I'll have to wait till I've saved up a bit.
Well, Dad was talking about a holiday.
Oh.
No fun going on your own, though, is it?
No, I suppose not.
Well, I'd better get back and rescue Nick. He can only manage the new man ethic in short bursts. Oh, he wants to know if you'll be giving Dad a lift.
Of course I will.
See you tomorrow, then. Wear your party frock.
They have these golden oldies radio stations in America. That was what me and Roy used to listen to, or country and western. That holiday was a present from our Jenny and Nick and my sister, Janice, for our 25th anniversary. It's well over a year ago now. It was a fantastic experience. We couldn't get over the space and the enthusiasm. That was one of the things I used to love about Roy, his enthusiasm. We went to Nashville and we drove along the parkway through the Blue Ridge Mountains. And then for the rest of the holiday, we stayed with Janice and her husband. They live near Washington. something happen to Roy that holiday? I don't know what.
It's not bad quality, is it, for a toy?
No. Daniel loves it.
I bet you won't love it if he starts playing it at 5 o'clock in the morning. You won't love me either for buying it.
No, probably not.
I'll tell her as soon as they come back down.
How do you think she'll react?
She'll be over the moon. A free holiday. I mean, you can't turn that down, can you?
Well, you should have told her about it before, though.
Well, like I said, I'd forgotten all about it till I got the letter. Anyway, with Eileen, it's just better to do what you want and let her argue with you afterwards. Me and Jennifer worked that out a long time ago.
Can I get you another beer?
No, I'll wait for the champagne. Think I should announce it with a drum roll as well. Ta-da!
Dad, shush, you'll wake him up.
Oh, sorry, Alan.
Typical. Up half the night and then he can't stay awake to blow his candle out.
I can't believe you bought him a drum, Roy. We agreed Lego.
And we got Lego, but I knew he'd like a drum as well.
You didn't think about Nicholas now, Jennifer, having to listen to it, though.
It's okay, Mum.
It's a pity he didn't blow his candle out. I was looking forward to making a wish.
It's only the birthday boy who can make a wish.
I don't see why. It's nice for everybody to join in. I better know what you'd wish for, Eileen.
What?
The same as me.
And what's that?
A damn good holiday.
Oh. Shall I put the cake back in the tin, Jenny?
No, we can have some now, as long as we leave the part with the candle in it. I think we should open the champagne now, Nick.
Right you are.
Oh, yes, we can still have the birthday toast.
You've something else to celebrate as well.
What?
Me and Jenny have got a surprise for you. Do you remember me getting a free copy of an over-50s magazine?
I remember you moaning about it.
Que sera, it was called. Well, I entered the holiday competition that was in it.
You didn't tell me.
No, well, it was just before...
Anyway, you've won one of the prizes. It's either a cruise, that's the first prize, of course, or a fortnight on a Greek island, or a week in the south of France.
Yeah, well, you and me haven't had a proper holiday since America, have we, Eileen? I mean, won't it be great?
Right, raise your glasses. There we go. Bon vacances.
Yes. Here you are, Mum. Congratulations. Isn't it fantastic?
I nearly didn't post it, you know. I can't believe we've won.
You've won, you mean?
No, you and me. I mean, I filled it in for both of us.
Oh, did you?
I had to. The competition was for married couples only.
We don't qualify, then.
Of course we do. Unless I've missed something. We didn't get divorced, did we?
Oh, I think you'd have noticed, Roy.
Yeah, one of your solicitor friends would have sent me a bloody big bill.
All right, we're still married legally, but we separated 6 months ago, in case you hadn't noticed.
Oh, that doesn't matter for this.
Of course it does. It's for couples, and we're not a couple.
Well, we can pretend, can't we? We've had a bit of practice.
26 years of it should be enough.
Like I said, we don't qualify.
Oh, if that Michelle hadn't interfered...
Well, it wasn't her. It was your mother who made the decision. And Eileen isn't the sort to act on impulse, Jenny.
You're not kidding. Sometimes she can't seem to give you a hug without thinking about it. She's got to go on this holiday, though.
She doesn't want to.
I'll give her a few days to calm down. Then I'll go round and see her.
OK.
Eileen hardly spoke to me when she drove me home after the birthday party. She took the car when we split up and I got to stay in the house. But that's the deal so far, anyway. I'm not as keen on driving as I used to be. You lose confidence. It's daft when you think I used to drive lorries at one time. It was good money, but I gave it up when our Jenny were born. It meant Eileen had to go out to work, but I wanted to be at home more so I could be a real dad. Like mine wasn't. I used to like truck driving. You felt like you were somebody sitting up there in that cab above all the other traffic. When me and Eileen were in that club in Nashville, she remembered and asked the bloke to sing Truck Driving Man. God, we used to sing our heads off cruising along the highways. There's no traffic hardly, except in the cities. We hired this Buick. It had air conditioning, cruise control, the lot. It was a great holiday till I... Like Eileen said, I shouldn't have got so upset. I let things get at me too much.
I think I'll get us one of these miniature rocking chairs. Or shall I get a wind chime?
Have you got a $20 note, Eileen? I'm going to get this.
What is it?
The Trail of Tears. It's the story of the Cherokee being driven out by the white man.
What do you want to buy that for?
I don't know. It's that Sarley I want to know about him. It says here that the soldiers used to call him Charlie. Ignorant beggars.
I know it was terrible what they did, Roy, but it's only a bit of history. They put those signs up about all sorts.
Have you got any change?
Yes, I've got 2 tens. The Trail of Tears. It's not what I call holiday reading.
I'm glad you spotted me. I got soaked.
Do you want to come back for tea?
No, no, I'm all right, thanks. Unless you want a babysitter.
No, I've had to bring some work home with me tonight.
Your boss wanting you to make up for having had a weekend, is he?
Something like that.
That's the way it goes these days, isn't it? Sometimes I think I'd be glad if they did finally decide to give me the push. Men's fashion is for the young, really.
Have they said anything lately?
Oh, no, no, but it's been a bit more relaxed since Max and I've retired and young Andrew took over. I trained him, you know.
Yes, you said. He has to be better than his predecessor. I don't think I could have coped with working for him.
Oh, yeah. Mackenzie took me to hell and back. I mean, just the way he looked at you, as if to say, you're nobody, you. I should have stood up to him, I suppose, but I'm not exactly hero material. I wish I was.
Yeah, you did well to survive that sort of treatment. You hung on in there, Roy. Takes some doing, eh?
If you say so. I suppose it does in a way.
I haven't fixed these damn traffic lights.
I wish Andrew could do the appraisals before Christmas, though. Get them over with.
Oh, I'm glad you've both agreed to come to us for Christmas.
Yeah, I hope Eileen's on better terms with me by then. How is she?
I'm fine.
It can't be much fun for her spending dark winter nights on her own. I don't care how cosy that cottage of hers is.
Not much fun for you either.
No, but my cooking's improving. I've got this diet and exercise book guaranteed to turn me into a slim, athletic toy boy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm improving all the time. Pity I couldn't have done it sooner, eh?
It'll come right.
Do you think Eileen will change her mind about the holiday?
Oh, I don't know.
No, neither do I. But I keep hoping.
Wish I didn't have an imagination. I'm all right here on my own at night as long as my imagination don't kick in. Michelle says I ought to get a dog. Well, I suppose it's an idea. Well, she's good at ideas, is Michelle. At least now I can sit and be quiet if I want to, instead of having to listen to Roy going on and on about work and getting old. Oh, he made such a to-do about being 50 last year when none of us dared mention it. I'll get to my big 5-0 in July. I think getting old is worse for a woman. Blokes keep on being blokes somehow, especially where women are concerned. But for a woman, once she stops looking sexy, well, she might as well be invisible. I felt invisible. Roy just didn't seem to know I was there half the time. Can't smile without you. Can't smile without you. Oh, I like Barry Manilow. I never bothered with him much till Michelle took me and the other girls to that concert. Oh, listen to me. Me and the other girls. They're all at least 20 years younger than me. But I felt I was one of them that night. He picked me out to sing to. I didn't know where to put myself, but the way he looked at me, I suddenly realised what had been missing for so long. I'd forgotten what it was like to be looked at like that. Like I was somebody really special. His singing, Barry says, is a gift he has to give. That's why he does it.
have I got to give now, I wonder? There were thousands of us at that concert. We all felt like sisters. No, better than sisters, because there was no rivalry between us. Not like me and Janice.
I would usually insist on having the pool drained and covered over by October, but I managed to persuade him to leave it till after your visit.
It's fabulous. Even better than the photos you sent. Oh, I can't get over this place.
Can't believe your naughty little sister has done so well for herself, can you?
Roy's enjoying his swim.
Yes. Makes big waves, doesn't he?
It's all these breakfasts in diners. We can't resist them. Oh, it's great to see you, Janice. 10 years is a long time. But you haven't changed much.
Well, I look after myself.
You dropped lucky, didn't you?
Yes, eventually. You see, Roy doesn't play golf. I was hoping we'd get rid of both him and Howard at the same time.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea.
Come on out now, Roy. Time for cocktails.
I'm doing Cajun chicken tonight. It's one of my specialities. I make enough for two and freeze one. I've got quite interested in cooking. We ate steak and chicken nearly all the time in America. At Janice's it was all barbecue and microwave. We bought this Elvis tape at the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville. It's the one we got for Janice as well. Janice didn't want to hear about Nashville or any other part of the holiday, really. She just wanted to talk about her and Howard and money. Apart from golf, that seemed to be Howard's main interest, money. He was generous, though, I'll give him that. Too generous, if you know what I mean, especially when it could get noticed. Then there was Janice and Eileen being all girls together, having a dig at men all the time. Mostly me, because Howard was at work. I used to go off on my own when I could. I read my book and did a lot of thinking. Too much, perhaps. Now, I'm looking forward to Christmas and a chance to talk to Eileen.
It's 11:45. Should we go in here for some lunch before it gets too crowded?
Oh, yes. I'm desperate to have a sit-down.
I told you should have left the Christmas shopping to me and Nick.
I just wanted to get Nick's present, even though it is his money I'm buying it with.
Oh, don't start worrying about his money and your money. That only leads to trouble.
The voice of experience, eh?
Come on. Let's get in here and find a table. I like the decorations. I've not done anything much at the cottage. It didn't seem worth it, as I'll be at your place.
Dad hasn't bothered either. He's really looking forward to coming for Christmas, though.
And so am I.
Actually, I'd like another favour. I feel a bit cheeky asking, but...
Go on.
Well, Nick and I have been invited to a party on Boxing Night. Would you babysit?
Oh, of course I will.
Reckon you can cope with being on your own with Dad, do you?
Oh.
He still loves you, you know.
He has a funny way of showing it.
What have you bought him for Christmas? Year's subscription to Loaded to make him feel young again?
I've bought him a polo shirt.
Oh, for the holiday?
No.
But you are going, aren't you?
I haven't made up my mind.
Are you disappointed it's the south of France and not the cruise?
No. I knew what we'd win after your dad told me which photo he'd sent them. Him and me in our jeans in front of a giant plastic pumpkin, I ask you.
He thought it was a lovely one of you.
Yes, but it wasn't exactly glamorous. And it was obvious they'd use the photos to decide who got which prize. They'd have decided who looked best at the captain's table, who'd look best in a bikini, and who'd make a couple of good clowns at the carnival.
It's still a wonderful holiday. All expenses paid, you'd be crazy to turn it down.
Yes, I know, but if I go, he'll think I want us to get back together.
Don't you?
Look, Jenny, I know you think I shouldn't have walked out like I did, but I had good cause. He was so miserable, and I couldn't get through to him, however much I tried.
I know. But do you really want to live the rest of your life on your own in that cottage?
I'm not on my own all the time. Michelle and the girls come round.
How do they? I thought Michelle was all tied up with this new boyfriend of hers.
Look, Jenny, I'm all right as I am. And I'm enjoying being able to please myself,
like I can have what I want to eat instead of him sulking if I didn't make him his favourite.
He wanted a bit of fuss, that's all.
So did I, but I didn't get it. Even when I got promotion instead of the sack.
If you were back together, you could sell the cottage and spend Grandad's money on holidays and all sorts.
We could have done that in the first place if he hadn't been so stupid about it being my dad's money.
It wasn't just you having more money, it was work and everything else.
All I did was buy him a watch for an anniversary present to try it. Look where it got me.
Yeah, you bought him a gold watch and he got you a pair of secateurs and gardening gloves.
Why did it have to be something practical? I know I'm the practical sort, Jenny, I've had to be. But could he not, just for once, have bought me a bunch of flowers?
It's the little things that send your life the wrong way. Like buying somebody the wrong present or saying the wrong thing. I'd had enough of watching what I said at work and... Well, Eileen lost patience with me and me worrying. Like she said, you can only take so much. I mean, I know what happened to me. It was nothing like what Sally went through, but... We both stopped talking about work in the end. We stopped talking about anything. I hope she talks to me at Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart...
Darling, will you go and sit down? Your mother and I can cope.
Okay. I'll leave you to it. Thanks.
You make the tea and I'll do the sandwiches.
Right.
Would you like tomato on yours?
Yes, please.
Am I allowed another beer?
I can see I'll be babysitting on my own tonight, Nick. He'll be flat out on the sofa.
I won't.
Are you two arguing again?
No, not really.
We're doing better than last Christmas when I had Michelle the man-hater to cope with as well as Eileen. Talk about being got at.
She just got divorced.
Well, she didn't have to take it out on me.
Well, she's over all that now. She was even saying nice things about you the other day.
I don't believe it.
She was saying that at least you'd been faithful. Stuck to one sweetie instead of going for the whole pick and mix like her husband did.
Yeah.
There you are, Roy. Put that in your CV. Faithful and trustworthy. What do you think, Eileen? You got anything to add to that?
Yes. And good for a laugh.
Well, I think I'll go and drink this beer while I decide how to take that.
He won't want a cup of tea now.
So Michelle thinks Roy's okay after all, does she?
Yes.
Bit of a change of heart.
Yes, but she was very kind to me when me and Roy were having our difficulties.
Yeah?
I don't know where I'd have gone if she hadn't let me stay at her flat.
Back to Roy?
It all happened a bit quick, really, didn't it? Perhaps I should have taken a bit longer to think about it. But like my mother used to say, if you make mistakes, you have to live with them.
Oh, do you? Why?
It was strange, the two of us sitting in the lounge on our own, watching telly together like we used to. Some of the programmes are rubbish, of course, but I like a nice film or a good discussion. There was this programme a few weeks ago. They were going on about how men aren't good at talking about things. Roy's never been very good with words, but I used to wish he'd at least try. It's not much to ask for, is it? A few kind words... could have made all the difference. A few kind words.
Here, love. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, I've got you this. It's just a little extra present.
Oh, a CD.
How did you guess? I meant to give it to you before, but I forgot where I put it.
Shania Twain.
Yeah, she was the one who had that big hit when we were in America.
Yes.
There's some nice songs on it. Good words to them.
Thanks very much. Did you choose it?
Of course I did.
You mean you thought it all up on your own and went out and bought it? My goodness.
All right.
Sorry. Thanks very much.
Eileen, about the holiday. The thing is, we have to let them know by next week what date we want to go. I mean, if we're going.
Oh.
I mean, it'd be quite an experience, wouldn't it? You know, Nice and the Côte d'Azur.
Yes.
Apparently it's like summertime there in February. That's how they can have all these flower parades and that.
Yes, must be lovely.
Won't you come? I just want to go on this holiday with you. Just to spend some time together.
Would we have to share a room?
Well, I expect so. It's not as if we'd be seeing anything we haven't seen before, is it?
No.
Please, Eileen. No strings. I just want you to share it with me. I don't want to go on my own.
Perhaps they wouldn't let you anyway.
No.
Our Jennifer's determined we should go, and Nick seems to think we should as well.
We might never get a chance like this again.
No.
Now or never, eh?
I wish my garden were as well looked after as yours.
Oh, hello, Nick.
I brought us a couple of beers over. I thought we could celebrate your appraisal.
Oh, Jenny told you, did she? Here, shall we sit on the bench? I could do with a rest. Oh.
Cheers.
I wanted to tell Eileen I'd done well, but Jenny says to save it till the right moment when we're together on our own on the holiday.
Yeah, not long that.
I've had a phone call from this journalist from the magazine. Samantha Dalton, she's called. Sounds very professional. And she sent me a few more details. Do you want to have a look? Sorry, it's got a bit creased in my pocket. Off to the south of France next week. Not bad, eh?
Have you shown this to Eileen?
No.
What exactly have you told her about this holiday you've won?
That it's a week at a 4-star hotel in Nice.
And have you told her this other small detail?
What?
A second honeymoon.
No, no, I haven't told her that bit.
I always take too many clothes with me when I go away. I'm never sure what to wear. I'm only going to please our Jennifer. Though I have to admit, I'm looking forward to a holiday. The girls at work think it's hilarious. Me having to share a bedroom with Roy like this. They're sex mad. They talk about the lot. They took me to one of those underwear and God knows what parties the other week. I didn't know where to look. They make such a fuss about sex, don't they, these days? I bought a new nightie for Nice from Marks and Spencer's.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to fly over Paris. Our estimated time of arrival at Nice Airport is 1,400 hours.
Oh, look, there's the River Seine. Now, where's the Eiffel Tower?
Be careful, you nearly knocked me drink over.
Flying over Paris with a glass of champagne in your hand. Isn't it fantastic?
Yeah.
And all because I filled in a competition. Aren't you glad you know me?
Well, I won't go as far as to say that.
Oh, go on, force yourself.
Pour me some more champagne, I'll think about it.
Oh, I hope they bring us our dinner soon.
Well, so do I, or I'll be tiddly.
We're going to have a great time, aren't we?
Oh, yes. Oh, I've always wanted to do this. The south of France, sunshine and flowers in February.
Staying in a top hotel.
I'm looking forward to a trip along the coast to Monaco.
Monte Carlo, you mean? We'll have to send your Janice a postcard from there. You think she'll be impressed, us flying first class and everything?
Does it matter?
Yes, it does.
That's the trouble with you. You never forget anything.
Well, you didn't forget anything either. You left nothing out, did you? You took me apart, you and Janice.
We didn't. We were only joking.
Oh, yeah, like you and Michelle used to.
You seem to forget that we couldn't have afforded that holiday without Janice getting us those cheap flights and having us to stay.
Oh, we're back to me having to be grateful, are we?
What do you mean?
You always seem to think that I should be grateful. For everything.
Meaning what?
Oh, never mind.
No. Oh, you're not going to go into one of your moods this holiday as well, are you? I'll begin to wish I hadn't come.
And I might begin to wish I hadn't asked you. I got you this holiday and you haven't even bothered to say thank you properly.
Keep your voice down, Roy. They're coming with the food. Perhaps you'll be in a better mood when you've had something to eat. It'll spoil everything if he goes back to being moody like he was on the last holiday. I suppose he had cause in a way. Janice always was a torment and I let her. But he kept going on about the Cherokees and, well, it was embarrassing, Howard being an American.
Samantha Dalton, K-Sera magazine. So pleased to meet you, Roy. And Eileen. Sorry I wasn't at the airport, but I trust the chauffeur took care of you.
Oh, yes. Oh thanks. Yes, he met us okay. No, I'm very pleased to meet you, Miss Dalton.
Please, it's Samantha.
Oh, right.
Now, what do you think of Nice?
Oh, it looks lovely.
And are you impressed with the hotel?
Oh, yes, very swish.
Wait till you see your room, Eileen. It's superb. I'll get them to take you up later. First of all, if you don't mind, I'd like a couple of photos of you arriving.
Now? But I need to do my hair.
Oh, it won't take a minute. I just want you at the hotel entrance, under the palm trees on the Promenade des Anglais. Come on, Eileen, quickly. It doesn't matter about your hair. Great. I'll just take a few more.
Smile. I am doing.
Isn't it lovely? I hope our bedroom is one with a sea view.
Yes, don't worry, you've got a balcony. Now, stand there, looking out across the sea.
Oh.
Good. Okay. Right, that's it for now. I'm just going off to take some more shots of the promenade and the beach. I'll see you at the reception this evening.
Oh, is there a reception?
Just a small buffet and a glass of champagne to toast your arrival. And a few photos for the local tourist board.
Oh, what do you want us to wear?
Yeah.
Something smart?
We'll do our best.
See you later, then. I'll ask Christoph to keep an eye on you. He's the bar assistant. He speaks very good English.
Oh, that's good. Well, see you at the reception, then.
Oh, we're not going to be stuck with her all week, bossing us about.
Well, we have to do the stuff for the magazine. It's part of the deal.
I suppose so. Oh, look at it. Palm trees and pansies everywhere.
Shall we walk along a bit before we go back to the hotel?
Yes, all right.
We'd better walk arm in arm, you know, in case she's watching. We're supposed to be a couple, remember?
Oh, yes. All right, then.
It was the first time I've been so close to her for a long time. I mean, you can get out of the habit, can't you? You know, touching each other. When things started to go wrong, I know this sounds daft. It got that I felt as if I didn't dare touch her. I mean, I was getting enough put-downs from Mackenzie without asking for more. And anyway, she seemed more bothered about that Barry Manilow than me. Call that singing. I could give him a run for his money any day.
Thank you. Je vois le volet, oui?
Yeah, all the shutters. Oh, yeah. Yes, please.
That will be all, monsieur?
Yes, yes. Thanks very much. Oh, sorry. Yes.
Merci, monsieur.
I gave him 10 francs. Do you think that was enough? He didn't look very pleased. Eileen?
I thought it would be twin beds.
Oh, fantastic room, though, isn't it?
Yes. We'd better unpack and then go and get a bit of something to eat.
Well, there'll be food at the reception, Christoph said.
That's not till 7. It'll only be nibbles. I don't want you starving and showing me up grabbing at it two-handed.
Right.
Do you want me to make us a cup of tea now? There's all the stuff here.
Yeah, oh, well, that'd be nice, yeah. The last time we were in a hotel was in America.
Yes.
Oh, it was a great holiday, that. I've been thinking about it a lot lately.
Have you?
Yeah. I watched the video again a few weeks ago. It's done me a lot of good.
How do you mean?
Well, do you remember that guy who made you those pancakes?
Oh, yes, he was lovely.
He said he was the best pancake maker in Virginia.
Yes.
I mean, that's what's so great about Americans. They believe they can be somebody. It's the American dream. You know, they can make it in some way. Be a success.
Is all this leading somewhere?
Well, I've been trying to be like that bloke. I mean, it's made me do better at the job, and I'm much happier at work now.
Oh, well, better late than never, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted you to know. You and me were really up against it, weren't we? What with your job and my job.
Do you still take sugar?
The champagne still seems to be flowing. Do you want some more?
No. Why didn't you tell me?
Tell you what?
You know what. About it being a second honeymoon.
Well, I didn't think it mattered.
Of course it matters. No wonder it wasn't twin beds. Have you seen what it says in this publicity handout they've done?
Oh, is it in English as well as French?
Yes.
Que Sera magazine is giving three couples a second honeymoon, an opportunity to put the romance back into their marriage and to recapture the passion of their wedding night. And you agreed to all this, did you, this second honeymoon bit?
Yeah.
And you kept it quiet?
Well, I thought you might not come if you knew.
Too right I wouldn't.
Well, shall we go in for dinner now?
Yes. And after dinner, we'll go straight upstairs and sort that bed out.
What do you mean?
It's two singles zipped together, so we'll just go up and unzip them and push them apart, shall we?
Well, if that's what you want.
Hello? Oh, good morning, Samantha. What now? Well, can't you wait till later? Oh, right, yeah. Eileen, love, wake up.
What?
Wake up, Samantha's coming to photograph us in bed.
What?
She'll be up here in about 10 minutes.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
You will have to be quick here. We'll have to put the bed back together or she'll know we've... You know, I mean, she'll expect us to...
Oh, my God. Quick, get the sheets off.
Right, well, listen, don't pull them. I'm still... Wait, just hang on.
Samantha said she'd had her orders from her editor. She had to get some sexy photos of me and Eileen relaxing in the bridal suite. It was dead embarrassing. She made Eileen sort of recline against me. She brought this negligee thing with her and made Eileen change into it. Well, I was sweating a bit, wondering what she was going to make me do. At one time, me and Eileen would have had a good laugh about something like that.
It's so beautiful here. I love this old part of Nice. These narrow streets and tall houses. And it's so warm, like a summer's day in February. You can't help but be happy.
Right, the flower market's at the other end of this street. I'll take a couple of photos on the way. Please don't wander off this time, Roy.
Mm.
Now, Eileen, if we could have a shot of you looking at those leather handbags. Our readers love to see someone getting a bargain.
Yeah, all right, but can we go for a drink soon?
Yes, don't worry. I want you in a cafe near the market square so you can have a drink there. Now, stand still.
Sorry.
Oh. How about if you look upwards?
What?
Look up at the bags near the top of the stand. Yes, that's better.
Look at the azaleas they're bringing to that stall.
Keep still, Eileen. We can't go to the flower market until I've got some decent cafe shots.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'm fine with you.
You seem to like flowers, Eileen.
Mm.
Are you a keen gardener?
Yes, I am when I have the time.
Good. That'll tie in with the flower market. Do you have a large garden?
Yeah,
no,
it's pretty big.
Which is it?
Eileen means we used to have a bigger garden in our previous home.
Right. And what kind of house do you live in now?
But that's Edith Piaf, isn't it? La Vie en Rose. You know, my father used to sing that.
Oh, was your father a singer?
No, but he used to sing this as his party piece. In French when he wanted to show off.
Which was most of the time.
Oh, well, can you sing, Roy?
No. Is there a gents' toilet in here?
Yes, inside the cafe at the far end.
Oh, right.
He wanted to be a singer at one time, but his dad wouldn't have liked the competition.
Have you anything a bit more spicy for the personal story angle? Our readers like a bit of drama. Adultery is their favourite, of course, but that won't apply here, will it?
No.
The stories we get. It must be nice to get to your age and not to have to worry about sex anymore.
If you say so.
I don't know why there's so many problems. I mean, it's no big deal. Not much to ask, is it, really? Going to bed with someone?
I suppose not. If you love them.
Hell, we're behind schedule. We must get the flower market done before 12.
Oh, the scent of those lilies and freesias.
Can I have you in front of those gladioli and the sprays of mimosa?
Come on.
You hold this bunch of red roses, Roy. And put your arm round her. Well, smile at him, Eileen. Hold it. Now give her a kiss. Go on.
I hadn't had his arms round me for so long that I'd almost forgotten what it felt like, having him so close. Well, I felt a bit of a flutter inside me like I used to with him. I hadn't felt like that for years. I don't mean that we hadn't slept together, but you know how it is. You go along with it, but your mind's often elsewhere. There was a mirror behind one of the stalls. We walked back through the market after he'd kissed me, and I looked in this mirror. And for the first time for ages, my reflection didn't drag me down. I looked quite bonny. Of course, it could have been the light. Artists came to the south of France for the light, didn't they? It was easy, wasn't it? Un aller au retour, and here we are. And there's plenty of trains back.
Hey, Samantha won't be very pleased when she finds out we've gone to Monaco without her.
Who cares? Oh, it's lovely to go somewhere on our own.
Yeah, just the two of us.
On the Riviera, they have harbours full of yachts like we have car parks full of cars. There's a really big white cruiser over there. Must be Prince Rainier's. His palace is right up on top of the cliff. Oh, it must be great to be somebody like that, to have your own little kingdom, your own people. Like Sally, he had his own people. He's a legend to the Cherokee, and they'll never forget what he did. You get so far in your life, don't you? And you look back, and you wonder what it's all been about, what you've achieved. I haven't even earned good money. I mean, what else are you for as a bloke? My mother never had to go out to work. But I'm coming to terms with things a bit now. Since I've been on my own, I've had time to think about it.
Well, this beer's going down a treat. So long as I don't think about how much it cost.
I can't believe I'm doing this, sitting outside the Café de Paris in Monte Carlo.
I never thought the casino would be as grand as that. It's like a big fairy tale palace.
Oh, being here makes you realise we haven't got a clue what being rich really is. We'll never come anywhere near this sort of money.
No, but I've been making a bit of progress. I had a good appraisal.
Did you? I thought you were expecting to get the push again.
Well, I was, but Andrew thinks I'm a good bloke and he's told his boss they need me to look after the older customers. There's quite a bit of trade to be had from what they call the saga spenders.
Oh.
Well, aren't you going to congratulate me?
What, like you congratulated me when I got my promotion?
Well, I was having a bad time.
I'd been having a bad time as well, but I got no sympathy.
No. I didn't want to know, did I?
I wasn't happy, Roy. I hadn't been happy for a long time. And you never even noticed.
I did. I asked you what you wanted, and all you said was, more than this. Well, have you found it, what you want?
Shall we move on?
Yeah. Garçon. Let's make the most of being on our own, shall we? You'll be stuck with Samantha again tomorrow.
Oh, yes. I'd rather be stuck with you than with her.
I'll take that as a compliment, seeing as I'm desperate.
It was great to be walking around with Eileen like that again. I put my arm round her at one point, but she moved away. Doesn't want me getting ideas. A bit late to tell me that. It was a wonderful journey back, sitting together on the train. It goes right along the edge of the coast, so there you are, looking out at the sunshine on a blue sea and little corners of paradise. I didn't want to get off that train. God, I don't want a divorce. A divorce to me just means two people on their own again.
Could you please hurry? We're not supposed to get access to the carnival floats till tonight. This guy's doing me a special favour.
Oh, yes.
We don't want to miss the start of the Battle of Flowers parade.
You won't.
The floats are lining up already over there. Roy, look at them.
Yeah.
Everything's made out of flowers.
Yeah.
Look, see that girl in the huge crinolines? It's all carnations and daisies.
Yes, that's a good one. Let's see if we can get a photo of you on it now. Then I won't have to bother later. Come on.
Ow!
Come on, get up there, Eileen.
Hey, don't shove her like that.
Put your arm up to touch the flowers. Can we have a smile, please?
Here, let me give you a hand down, love.
Oh, thanks.
Are you all right?
Oh, yes, I'm okay. Oh, look, I've laddered me tight.
Right, we do the photo with the carnival parade stuff now. Hurry up, will you get a move on?
No, not till you've apologised to my wife.
What?
Leave it, Roy. She wouldn't understand if you explained it to her.
We've had enough, Samantha.
What do you mean?
You bossing us round all the time and making rude comments about Eileen.
You have to have your photos taken. It's what the magazine's paying for.
Yes, I know. We'll do these carnival photos, but that'll be it. After that, you just leave us alone. You can just beg her off with the assistant manager you've been chatting up and we'll all be a lot happier.
Right. That's okay by me. I'll leave all your tickets for the parade at the hotel reception for you. Now, can we go and get this over with?
You can't believe the size of the models on the floats. The ringmaster's about four stories high. Samantha made Roy stand underneath this giant clown and wear a hat with bells on, so he looked a clown too. He put up with it like he does. Ever since we've been married, it's always been me who's had to make the complaints and do the organising. I suppose I do get a bit bossy sometimes, but he knows it's just my way of looking after him, and he likes being looked after. Samantha got this showgirl in a slinky low-cut dress to drape herself over him for one photo. To get back at me, I suppose.
Look at that one, with the Japanese girl on a little bridge.
Yes.
Isn't she lovely?
Oh, yeah. Hey, watch out. Here comes that guy on stilts, the one with all the weird makeup on.
Oh, yes. Oh, he's looking at me.
He's coming to give you a kiss.
Me? Oh.
No, you're all right. He's gone for that woman with the blonde hair.
Oh.
Well, you didn't want him to kiss you, surely, did you?
No, of course not.
The last time round, they started taking the flowers off the floats and throwing them to the women in the crowd. Eileen kept hoping to catch some, but nobody picked her out to throw flowers to. It started to get to her a bit. In the end, she was running up and down, trying to get noticed, and I could see she was nearly crying. I watched her, and suddenly it was like I hadn't really seen her for years. I'd just seen this woman being bossy and practical and working hard and getting older. How can you be married to somebody for over 25 years and not know what they really want?
Roy, where are you going?
I won't be a minute.
I'd remembered seeing a flower stall. All they had left was roses and mimosa. I bought the lot.
Eileen! Eileen, love!
Oh.
Hey, you look lovely behind them flowers.
So you have had a very nice day, Monsieur Hudson?
Oh, yes, Christophe. Très bien.
Will you go to the last day of Carnival tomorrow?
Oh, yes, we're going to go to the parade and then the Carnival concert afterwards.
Another big day for you and your wife.
Yeah. That's why she's gone to bed early.
But not you?
No, not me. God, they're hard work, aren't they, women? I mean, it's no good just doing something, right? You've got to say everything just right as well.
Do not understand.
No, neither do I. We walked miles today. We got lost on the way back. Ended up at the Place du Palais.
Oh, yes?
You know, there's a memorial on the wall there to a member of the resistance. A man called Bobby.
Ah, oui, Jean Bobichon.
Ah, yeah. 1944. You know, it's good that people remember, isn't it? In America, they have these black and white metal signs in the street. They have them all over, you know, telling you bits of history. They're a bit short on history in America, so they make the most of any facts they can dig up.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, there was one that I read. It was about an Indian chief called Zali. And they agreed that if he gave himself up to be shot, he'd let the rest of his tribe stay on their land.
Oh, brave man.
Yeah. Can I have another beer?
Bien sûr.
They used to play this song a lot on the radio when we were in America. Have you ever been to America?
No. But I hope to go to Los Angeles soon, to Hollywood.
Hollywood?
Mm-hmm. I've written a script, a film. And in May I shall go to the Festival of Film in Cannes and I shall sell it.
Will you?
I will try. Pourquoi pas? Why not?
Yeah, pourquoi pas? Good for you. See if you can make it, eh? Well, you'll never know until you try.
Yes, I've always wanted to do this, and this year I shall do it. And if they laugh at me, bah, too bad, eh?
Good for you. Like you say, why not? You only live once. I used to want to be a singer.
Oh. And you have tried this?
No. Well, not really. It's too late now.
But it is a regret.
Yes, it is a regret.
I wish I'd had the courage to have a go like Christoph's doing. Sometimes you feel like a little man in the background in one of those Lowry paintings. If you rubbed him out, it wouldn't matter if he'd been there or not. At least Zali would have known what his life was for in the end, how he fitted into the great scheme of things. But like Nick said, we can't all be warrior chief. Anyway, I've come through all that now, and well, I know I'm not going to save the world, but there's still a few more days here. There's still time for me and Eileen. I hope.
Messieurs, mesdames, je vous présente la musique de carnaval.
It was a wonderful atmosphere at the concert. We were all enjoying ourselves like children. The compere was asking people to go up on stage and sing. They started playing La Vie en Rose, and Roy went up. I tried to stop him. I was frightened they'd laugh at him. But he just looked at me and said, quietly, "If I don't do it now, when am I going to do it?"
Ah, en anglais. Don't be shy, sir. You know this song?
Yes, but only the English words.
That's okay. En anglais, okay?
Take me to your heart again. Let's make a start again. Forgiving and forgetting. Take me to your heart again. And leave behind from then a life of lone regretting.
It's terrible the way things that you do can send your life the wrong way. I've kept thinking about the mistakes you can make that can ruin your life, and how you have to live with them, and what Nick said. Why? Roy was really brave getting up on that stage to sing, and they didn't laugh. They went quiet and listened to him. They loved him. And they were looking at me, because it was obvious he was singing it to me. And I cried. I never cry, me. But seeing him looking at me like that, seeing him up there having the moment he'd secretly always dreamed of, for the first time I really understood, saw what his life had been from his point of view.
And leave behind from them a life of lone regretting.
Yeah, we'll have a good view of the fireworks from our balcony. It looks like there's quite a big crowd coming again. But you don't want to go to the bonfire, do you?
No, I don't want to see any of the carnival destroyed. I want to remember it as it was.
Shall we have another glass of this wine?
You've already had two.
Yeah, I know. It's good, isn't it? Do you want some more?
Oh, go on, then. But go steady.
Will you give over telling me what to do?
Somebody has to.
You look good lying on a satin bedspread with a glass of wine in your hand. Mm.
Do I?
I thought we'd go back to camp tomorrow.
Oh, yes, I'd like that.
We saw hardly any of it with Samantha marching us around.
I wonder where she is tonight.
In bed with that bloke, I should think.
Yeah, laughing about us, I expect.
Oh, yes. She thinks we're too old for any of that.
We're not, though, are we?
I don't know.
Shall we, have a go at finding out?
We don't want to miss the firework display.
No, we can watch that afterwards.
You love me, don't you?
Yeah.
And go on, then. Come over here.
No. You come over here. Well, I don't know how I managed to play it so cool. I mean, you don't want women taking you for granted, do you? I'm actually hoping for early retirement now, so that we can be together more. And she's selling the cottage as soon as we get back.
Roy wants me to try and grow a little palm tree in our front garden when we get back. I think it'll be too cold for it, but we can give it a try. He thinks it might impress the neighbours. Daft devil. We're planning to go back to America and see the Grand Canyon. I'll never get into those jeans.
Ain't nothing better. We'd be the odds together. I'm glad we didn't listen. Look at what we would be missing. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. Still together, still going strong.
In Somebody by Elizabeth Wainwright, Roy was played by David Ross and Eileen Linda Bellingham. Jenny was Kate Fenwick, Nick Charlie Simpson and Samantha Sarah Jane Holm. Janice was Frances Jeter and the compere Roger May. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The director was Marion Nancarrow.